Welcome to Royals Stadium in Kansas City, for the game between the Minnesota Twins and the Kansas City Royals. Here are the starting lineups. For the Minnesota Twins. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Shane Mack. Batting second. The second baseman, Chuck Knoblauch. Batting third. The first baseman, Kent Harbeck. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Dave Winfield. Batting fifth. The catcher, Brian Harper. Batting sixth. The DH, Chip Hale. Batting seventh. The left fielder, Pedro Munoz. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Terry Jorgensen. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Jeff Rabule. Pitching for the Minnesota Twins, Scott Erickson. For the Kansas City Royals. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Felix Jose. Batting second. The center fielder, Brian McRae. Batting third. The DH, George Brett. Batting fourth. The catcher, Mike McFarlane. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Wally Joyner. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Gary Gaetti. Batting seventh. The left fielder, Chris Gwynn. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Greg Gagne. Batting ninth. The second baseman, Keith Miller. Pitching for the Kansas City Royals, Tom Gordon. And now, play ball. Shane Mack is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Mack hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Miller scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Chuck Knoblauch is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Knoblauch hits a fly ball into center field. McRae settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Kent Harbeck is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Harbeck strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Twins nothing, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Felix Jose batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3-1. Jose takes first base on ball 4. Brian McRae is at the plate with a count of 0-1. McRae hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Erickson fields it, and throws to get the runner. And he throws it away. That's an error on Erickson. Jose moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. George Brett is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Brett strikes out. One out. Mike McFarlane is at the plate with a count of 0-1. McFarlane hits a fly ball into center field. Mack settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Wally Joyner is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Joyner hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rabule fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Twins nothing, and the Royals nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Dave Winfield is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Winfield hits a fly ball into left field. Gwynn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Brian Harper is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Harper hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Chip Hale is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Hale hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Harper moves to second. Pedro Munoz is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Munoz hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Harper scores. Hale moves to second. It's 1-0, Twins. Terry Jorgensen is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Jorgensen hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Hale scores. Munoz moves to third. It's 2-0, Twins. Jeff Rabule batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2-1. Rabule hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Miller fields it, and throws to get the runner. And he throws it away. That's an error on Miller. Munoz scores. Rabiule moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. It's 3-0, Twins. Shane Mack is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Mack is 0-1 in the game. Mack strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Twins 3, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Gary Gaetti is at the plate with a count of 0-2. Gaetti strikes out. One out. Chris Gwynn is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Gwynn hits a fly ball into left field for a base hit. Greg Gagne is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Gagne hits a fly ball into center field. Mack settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Keith Miller is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Miller strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Twins 3, and the Royals nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Chuck Knobloch is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Knobloch is 0-1 in the game. Knobloch hits a ball on the ground towards first. Joyner scoops it up and throws to first, with Gordon covering, for the out. One out. Kent Harbeck is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Harbeck is 0-1 in the game. Harbeck hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gaetti fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dave Winfield is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Winfield is 0-1 in the game. Winfield hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gagne scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Twins 3, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Felix Jose is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Jose is 0-0 in the game. With a walk. Jose hits a ball on the ground towards first. Harbeck fields the ball and throws to Erickson covering. Safe. Brian McRae batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2-1. There goes Jose. The throw from Harper and he is safe. Jose steals second. Brian McRae is at the plate with a count of 2-2. McRae is 0-1 in the game. McRae hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jose scores. It's 3-1, Twins. George Brett is at the plate with a count of 2-0. Brett is 0-1 in the game. Brett hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. McRae moves to third. Mike McFarlane is at the plate with a count of 3-2. McFarlane is 0-1 in the game. McFarlane hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Munoz. McFarlane reaches second base with a double. McRae scores. Brett moves to third. It's 3-2, Twins. Wally Joyner is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Joyner is 0-1 in the game. Joyner hits a fly ball towards left. Munoz catches it and throws to home to double up Brett. Two outs. Gary Gaetti is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Gaetti is 0-1 in the game. Gaetti strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Twins 3, and the Royals 2. The Twins will come to bat. Brian Harper is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Harper is 1-1 in the game, with a single. Harper takes first base on ball 4. Chip Hale is at the plate with a count of 0-2. Hale is 1-1 in the game, with a single. Hale strikes out. One out. Pedro Munoz is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Munoz is 1-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Munoz strikes out. There goes Harper. The throw from McFarlane to second, and Harper is out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Twins 3, and the Royals 2. The Royals will come to bat. Chris Gwynn is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Gwynn is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Gwynn takes first base on ball 4. Greg Gagne batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Gagne is 0-for-1 in the game. Gagne hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Knobloch fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. 2 outs. Keith Miller is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Miller is 0-for-1 in the game. Miller hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rebule scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Twins 3, and the Royals 2. The Twins will come to bat. Terry Jorgensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jorgensen is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Jorgensen hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gaetti fields it and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Jeff Rebule is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Rebule is 0-for-1 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Rebule hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Shane Mack is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Mack is 0-for-2 in the game. Mack takes first base on ball 4. Rebule moves to second. Chuck Knobloch is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Knobloch is 0-for-2 in the game. Knobloch hits a fly ball into right field. Jose settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Rebule moves to third. Mack moves to second. 2 outs. Kent Harbeck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by McFarland for a passed ball. Rebule scores. Mack moves to third. That run is unearned. It's 4-2, Twins. Kent Harbeck is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Harbeck is 0-for-2 in the game. Harbeck hits a fly ball into center field. McRae settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Twins 4, and the Royals 2. The Royals will come to bat. Felix Jose is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Jose is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Jose hits a fly ball into left field, out of the reach of Munoz. Jose reaches second base with a double. Brian McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. McRae hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rebule scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Jose moves to third. 1 out. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Brett hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Erickson fields it and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Mike McFarland is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. McFarland is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. McFarland hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Harper settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Twins 4, and the Royals 2. The Twins will come to bat. Dave Winfield is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Winfield is 0-for-2 in the game. Winfield hits a fly ball into left field. Gwynn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Brian Harper is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Harper is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Harper hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Miller scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Chip Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Hale is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Hale hits a ball on the ground towards first. Joyner scoops it up and throws to first, with Gordon covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Twins 4, and the Royals 2. The Royals will come to bat. Wally Joyner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joyner is 0 for 2 in the game. Joyner hits a ball on the ground towards first. Harbeck scoops it up and throws to first, with Erickson covering, for the out. One out. Gary Gaetti is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Gaetti is 0 for 2 in the game. Gaetti strikes out. 2 outs. Chris Gwynn is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Gwynn is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Gwynn hits a ball on the ground into right field, out of the reach of Winfield, who is chasing the ball. Gwynn reaches third base with a triple. Greg Gagne is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Gagne is 0 for 2 in the game. Gagne hits a fly ball into left field. Munoz settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Twins 4, and the Royals 2. The Twins will come to bat. Pedro Munoz is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Munoz is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Munoz hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gaetti fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Terry Jorgensen is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Jorgensen is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Jorgensen hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gagne scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jeff Rabule is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Rabule is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Rabule hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Miller scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Twins 4, and the Royals 2. The Royals will come to bat. Keith Miller is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Miller is 0 for 2 in the game. Miller hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rabule scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Felix Jose is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Jose is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. Jose hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Knobloch settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Brian McRae is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. McRae is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. McRae hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rabule scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Twins 4, and the Royals 2. The Twins will come to bat. Mark Gubazon now pitching. Shane Mack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mack is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Mack hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Miller scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Chuck Knobloch is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Knobloch is 0 for 3 in the game. Knobloch hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Miller fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Kent Harbeck is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Knobloch moves to second. Kent Harbeck is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Harbeck is 0 for 3 in the game. Harbeck takes first base on ball 4. Dave Winfield is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Winfield is 0 for 3 in the game. Winfield hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Gaetti settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Brian Harper is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Harper is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Harper hits a pop-up towards short. Gagne settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Twins 4, and the Royals 2. The Royals will come to bat. Dave McCarty now playing right field. George Brett batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Brett is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Brett hits a fly ball into left field, out of the reach of Munoz. Brett reaches second base with a double. Mike McFarlane is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. McFarlane is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. McFarlane hits a fly ball into center field. Mac settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Brett moves to third. One out. Larry Cajun now pitching. Wally Joyner batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Joyner is 0-for-3 in the game. Joyner is hit by the pitch. Carl Willis now pitching. Gary Gaetti is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Gaetti is 0-for-3 in the game. Gaetti hits a fly ball towards left. Munoz catches it and throws to Jorgensen, who throws to Knobloch to double up Joyner. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Twins 4, and the Royals 2. The Twins will come to bat. Stan Belinda now pitching. Chip Hale is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Hale is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Hale hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Gaetti settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Pedro Munoz is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Munoz is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Munoz strikes out. Two outs. Terry Jorgensen is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Jorgensen is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Jorgensen strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Twins 4, and the Royals 2. The Royals will come to bat. Chris Gwynn is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Gwynn is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single, a triple, and a walk. Gwynn hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Greg Gagne is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Gagne is 0-for-3 in the game. Gagne hits a ball on the ground towards third. Jorgensen fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Keith Miller is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Miller is 0-for-3 in the game. Miller hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Knobloch fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The game is over. The final score, Minnesota Twins, 4, and Kansas City Royals, 2. Goodbye from Royals Stadium in Kansas City.